In a letter sent to the Environmental Protection Agency last month, representatives from the Berkshire communities of Great Barrington, Lennox, Lee, Stockbridge, Sheffield, and Pittsfield cited their support for the removal of the PCBs in the Housatonic River and their need for appropriate compensation for any economic harm caused by the remediation process. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi, one of the signers of the letter, said that it's important that the local communities unite in their stance, and he reiterated his support for the cleanup in the largest city in the Berkshires.
I think they've calculated that nearly 40% of the remaining contamination between Pittsfield and the Connecticut state border is in Pittsfield. So, you know, we want to protect the environment. It's the right thing to do. But we want to do it in a way that's reasonable, and we want to do it in a way that is in sync with the other communities.
Until the 1970s, polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, were dumped into the Housatonic River by General Electric. Now GE is tasked by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to remove the contaminated sediment throughout the river. PCBs are believed to be probable causes of cancer in humans and have other detrimental effects on wildlife. Jim Murphy, spokesman for the EPA, says that the agency is in no place to compensate local communities, but has offered to help Pittsfield and the others with an economic consultant.
It's not our mission to, be assessing what economic impacts are, but we did make a consultant available to them to do kind of an economic impact study, which they were not completely happy with. I think they thought it was a good first step, and so, you know, we'll talk to them about whether we can do something further along those lines.
The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission is in the process of developing an economic impact study of the remediation for towns along the Housatonic River. Meanwhile, in Pittsfield, work is being completed to remediate the banks of Silver Lake, a body of water nearby to the former GE facility, now the William Stanley Business Park. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, work to put in place a sand cap designed to hold PCBs on the contaminated lake's bottom will be completed throughout 2013. The first 2 miles of the PCB remediation in Pittsfield have already been completed. As for the so-called rest of river cleanup, a plan for the first phase, likely to run from Pittsfield to Woods Pond in Lennox and Lee, has not yet been proposed. Citizen and environmental groups have criticized GE and the EPA's slow pace on the cleanup. Tim Gray of the Housatonic River Initiative and Housatonic River Keeper has been advocating for new advanced technologies to take place of the traditional dredging and capping remediation methods. This is Gray speaking at a community meeting on the effects of PCBs on wildlife last spring.
We want to see the best cleanup possible. It's taken a long time, and we'd love to see some of this new technology used in the stretch of the river because we think it will advance the science of cleaning up PCBs greatly.
EPA spokesman Jim Murphy.
There's nothing that we know of that you could just spread on the floodplain that would eliminate the need to go and do excavation and or capping, which is, you know, those are kind of older approaches and technologies, but they are proven, and those, you know, that's what we expect most of the cleanup will involve.
Murphy did say that the EPA and GE are taking an adaptive approach and are welcoming any new PCB cleanup technologies that could be put into practice. Discussions between the state governments of Connecticut and Massachusetts, as well as General Electric and the EPA, are still ongoing. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.